Another Friday night feels like a photograph I'm not in. He's got that easy smile, never has to force the oxygen. And God, I wish I was the static on his perfect driveway radio. Donnie Hartley wishes he was John Benko. Maybe then I'd feel like something more than just a ghost in my own home. Donnie Hartley wishes he was John Benko. Donnie Hartley's crying again. Donnie Hartley's crying again. Out on the lawn in the pouring rain, a perfect picture of suburban pain. Donnie Hartley's crying again, and I don't know how to help him. Donnie Hartley's crying again, it's all just happening again.
John Benko stands his ground, a faithful, steady sound for the values that he holds. A timeless story unfolds. Oh, he's a Catholic defender. His heart surrenders to a love that's strong and true, shining in all he does.
The4persons.com. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God.
Blessed, happy Easter to all of you. It is the evening of April 5th, 2026, Easter Sunday. It is the beginning of the Easter season. So again, a blessed and happy Easter Sunday to all of you. This is going to be a very short show. Wanted to start with that blessing, of course. And also, you know, what's out in the news right now. And I just wanted to go over a few things that are being said. And we'll start with E. Michael Jones. First of all, Donald Trump released a statement today, and crying baby Donnie Hartley blames me for the language. Don't blame me. This is your president. This is your president who you worship, who you kiss his feet, you lick his boots. This is your president, your godless, satanic president that you worship, says this. And you have the gall, the audacity to try to blame me for his despicable, disgusting language on Easter Sunday. So Donald Trump says, today will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one, in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the blank straight, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump. So, President now is openly promising to violate the Geneva Convention, to go after not only civilian targets, but civilian infrastructure. He's promised to go after bridges, infrastructure, desalination plants, okay, oil reserves. So he's basically going to basically commit genocide against the people of Iran, who he claimed that he wanted to save. And E. Michael Jones points out that language of Trump's post in itself is grounds for impeachment. No head of state in his right mind would ever say anything like this, especially on Easter Sunday. And Jones is absolutely correct. The president should be impeached, prosecuted, and punished to the full extent of the law for just what he said today. What he said today was treason. Okay? Candace Owens. Oh, and by the way, E. Michael Jones used to be a Trump supporter. Okay? Candace Owens, who also used to be a voice of the MAGA movement, very strong Trump supporter. Candace Owens said this today. This is a satanic administration. We all realize that satanic Zionists occupied the White House and Congress needs to move to have the Mad King Trump removed. All of our lives may depend upon other countries realizing that Trump is deeply unwell and surrounded by religious fanatics who have convinced him that he is a messiah. We are in uncharted territory. Leaders worldwide need to act accordingly. Folks, this is the person with the number one podcast in the world. The number one rated podcast in the world is calling the Trump administration a satanic administration. And she's right, of course. Marjorie Taylor Greene, another ardent Trump supporter, helped get him reelected, says this. This is posted by the Hodge twins, by the way. They're posting Marjorie Taylor Greene. And the Hodge twins also used to be very strong Trump supporters. They have also turned against him. Everyone in this his administration that claims to be a Christian needs to fall on their knees and beg forgiveness from God and stop worshiping the president and intervene in Trump's madness. I know all of you and him, and he has gone insane. And all of you are complicit. Trump threatening to bomb power plants and bridges hurts the Iranian people, the very people Trump claimed he was freeing. This is not making America great again. This is evil. This is a person who was central in the MAGA movement, former congresswoman, one of Trump's biggest supporters, is saying this. In another article, she writes, same person, on Easter of all days, we as Christians should be reminded that the Son of God died and rose from the grave so that we can be forgiven once and for all of our sins. Jesus commanded us to love one another and forgive one another. Even our enemies, our president is not a Christian and his words and actions should not be supported by Christians. Christians in the administration should be pursuing peace, urging the president to make peace. Folks, the MAGA movement, the entire MAGA movement is crumbling. It's crumbling. The MAGA movement is doing, the former people in the MAGA movement are doing what Iran is doing to Tel Aviv, dismantling it, destroying it. Okay? Trump has killed the Republican Party. He's killed the MAGA movement. And the only way the Republicans have any chance in the midterms and in the 2028 election is to impeach and prosecute this monster. Now, that's one thing coming from me. These are his former supporters. These were people that were central to his movement. Okay? And Donnie Hartley's just too gutless to admit it. He's too gutless, he's too much of a worm, he's not man enough to admit he was wrong. He was wrong. And that's why everyone's abandoned him. And that's why T4P is crushing him, grinding him into the dirt like the serpent maggot that he is. Thank you and good night and have a blessed Easter.